It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Well, good Wednesday, everybody. So delighted to have you listening today here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray for another spiritual awakening, calling for a million people to agree with me in prayer for a revival in 1,000 cities in America. 1,000 prayer centers with 1,000 prayer leaders. All things are possible. We have 950 churches that are now represented on the BPN radio network. And we'll be talking and praying with some of those churches and cities a little bit later on. On today's broadcast, I'll be visiting with a man who is both a medical doctor and a pastor. He's a surgeon who studied under the famous heart transplant surgeon, Dr. Michael DeBakey. He'll be with me in just a few minutes on the phone. We're going to be talking about revival and the amazing things, radical things that are happening in his church in Louisiana and just in a small town. And it's just going to be such an encouraging interview there with Dr. David Remedios. So have him on the phone. We're going to be praying for cities, churches, praying for individual needs, praying for you and your family, praying concerning the spread of terror across the nations of this world, including that horrific attack upon the school in Pakistan where 125 children were, mostly children, were killed. The spread of terrorism. We must have revival. And we're going to be praying for a number of needs. So we need to get started today. And I want us to get started by with some music. I love music. He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, make a joyful noise. And I know that we can make a joyful noise through our singing. And so it's a wonderful day to pray. It's a good day to pray. Here's Godfrey Bertel. He's going to lead us in song, and then we're going to get back and we're going to have our special guest on the phone a little bit. We're going to be praying. So thank you for being a part. So here we are. This is a good day to pray. Everybody get ready, because here we go. Are you ready? Oh, we are ready.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. Yes, the day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I say Jesus is Lord. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. It's a good day. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes,
the day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus.
Good day.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King.
And I say Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is.
Jesus is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all the earth.
Come on, let's declare it. Let's declare it, people of God. Jesus is Lord. Lord over America.
Jesus.
Everybody say it. It's a good day to pray.
This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord is made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord is made. And I'm so happy.
Let's shout it out, and I say Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is.
Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth.
Yeah,
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord.
I declare Jesus is Lord over all the earth. He's the Lord over America, whatever nation that you may be living in today. We declare it's a good day to pray, and Jesus is Lord over all the earth. Father God, we come boldly. We come boldly into your presence on this Wednesday, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we enter not in our own name, but by the name of your precious Son, Jesus. For God, you have highly exalted him and given him a name which is of every name. Above every name, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. So we just come into your presence today, praying the will of God be done during this hour of power. The will of God be done on this Wednesday on BPN Radio. And the will of God is going to be done in the lives of people that are praying with me today. Would you just pray, thy kingdom come? Jesus said, when you pray, say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We just pray right now, the will of God be done in your life. Would you just do that for just a few moments? Take a few moments and say, Lord, your will be done in me. You might want to call some members of your family. Lord, your will be done in my life and my family. Your will be done in my kids and my grandkids. Your will be done in my spiritual kids and grandkids. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And we ask, Lord, that you set up divine appointments and divine connections for us today. Divine appointments, divine connections. Direct our footsteps. May we know that our steps are ordered by the Lord. Your will be done in our lives, in our church. Your will be done on our job. Your will be done in our business. Your will be done in our finances. Your will be done in our city and our nation, our church. The will of God be done. And we pray, Father God, that you lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We have on our helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, watching for the saints, praying in the Holy Ghost. And Father, we just pray your hedge of protection about us and our families throughout this day and night and morning. God, assign your guardian angels to watch over us, protect us, be with us, keep us from all harm. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every voice that rises against us in judgment we shall condemn. According to Nehemiah 13:2, every curse is reversed and turned into a blessing. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, your hedge of protection over our nation, our cities. Protect those in authority today, President Obama and his family. And Lord, I pray, and since I'm here in Texas, I pray for Governor Perry and his family. Protect my city of Austin, Texas. We just pray for your city right now, the hedge of protection over your city today. And Father, we pray for individual needs that are represented today. And why don't you just join me? You can send in a prayer request by simply going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And down at the bottom of the page on the prayer request, if you just double click that, you'll put in the name, your name, email address, and the prayer request. And we won't be mentioning last names on the broadcast, so you can just put in a first name, and it will go to Cheryl Ortiz, which is our national prayer coordinator, and we're going to have her on the next day or two talking about that, and then she will send that to our national prayer team, who will be praying for you for the next several days. We do want to pray for David, who needs healing in his life, his marriage, his family. Margie sent in a request, and my son Adam needs healing for thyroid and for him to know the love of God. They also have a farm to sell, so we just pray for that. Judy wrote the following: salvation for her husband, her good friends Linda and Roger. Sharla sent in a request. My brother Jimmy has had a few strokes. He's damaged his speech. He can't talk, and they need a healing in that family. One of our partners has a brother-in-law named Mark, and Mark has been in serious condition for several weeks, and we pray for Mark's complete healing right now in Jesus' name. Jeff Davis is in the hospital in Houston, and he's had major surgeries in the process of recovering. So we pray for Jeff Davis. We ask God that you heal Jeff. Deborah wants us to pray for Adam, who is fighting cancer. And Judy wants us to pray concerning no more guilt, no more shame. And Deborah wants us to pray for the sale of their home. Bashar is planting churches inside Muslim communities. So we pray for him, for his protection and his blessing. And we pray for Sherry, the sale of their family property. We pray for Mona, who has an adult daughter, is dealing with severe depression. April wrote the following: pray for a breakthrough and salvation for my family. And Bill wants us to pray for his nephew Danny, who fell off a balcony, is in critical condition in a hospital in Michigan. And Pia wants us to pray for her sister's marriage, who is struggling there, and also for healing for herself. James wants us to pray that he'll be delivered from panic attacks. So there's a lot of prayer requests. We won't get them all today, but maybe tomorrow. And if you want to send in a request, we'll be praying. So we pray for David, Lord, for revival in his life and his family. We pray for Margie concerning her son, Adam. Would you just help me pray for these right now? Just call some names. Pray for her. Judy wants us to pray for the salvation of her husband. Karen wants us to pray for family salvation and for Margie, who has benign tumors in her brain affecting her speech. Father, we just pray for these needs. We pray for Robin and for her dear friend Betty's husband, who's an alcoholic, has a blood infection. We pray for these needs today that I've called out. Bashar, who's planting churches inside Muslim communities. We pray for his safety. We pray for favor in Jesus' name. Mona's daughter that's dealing with severe depression, we ask for help. We pray for Mark in that hospital for several weeks. The brother-in-law of some faithful partners of this ministry, we ask, Lord, that you heal Mark today in Jesus' name. By your stripes, we were healed. By your stripes, we are healed in Jesus' name. We pray, amen and amen. In just a moment, I'm going to be visiting with Dr. David Remedios, a medical doctor and a pastor, and we're going to have him on the phone. He has some amazing things to say, and he's going to be praying for the church and for individuals. He's going to have some words of knowledge. It's going to be a great telephone interview. But right now, here is one of my spiritual sons, Leland, to sing "The Lord is Coming." For a pure bride, a pure bride. Well, it's a privilege to have on the phone with me today here on BPN Radio, one of my spiritual sons, who is both a medical doctor and a pastor. Dr. David Remedios is a surgeon, a graduate of the New York School of Medicine, the Baylor College of Medicine, the University of South Florida School of Medicine. And in addition to his medical practice in Louisiana, he and his wife Yvonne serve as pastors of Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana. And they reside in Alexandria, Louisiana, have five children. And Gene and I have had the privilege of being in relationship with this wonderful couple since 1990. We've ministered many times together. David has traveled with me to several locations in America, other nations of the world, including India, England, Marshall Islands. Dr. David Remedio, so delighted to have you on with me today.
What an honor to be here, Brother Dale. It's truly a privilege and an honor. The presence of God is already in the atmosphere, and I sense that God is sending forth waves of the Spirit, and their ministers, pastors, leaders who are hungry for revival and who see a move of God on the horizon.
Right. Well, you have an incredible testimony of how God brought you to where you are at. Your journey has been amazing. And before long, we're going to have you back to share your testimony, and it's going to be so encouraging to people that that know that there is a way to do whatever God puts in their heart to do. But today I want you to talk with us about what God is doing in your church there in Forest Hill, Louisiana, and the revival that your church has been experiencing now for some time, and other places you go, how pastors and other churches can catch this fire you're experiencing in your church and ministry. So I know that a lot of people are praying for revival, but there is a revival starting in America. And I know that one geographical location is Forest Hill, Louisiana, the church there, Trinity Christian Center, and what God is doing there and in your life. Why don't you share just a little bit about what's happening, particularly on Sundays there?
Yes, sir. God is just moving in amazing ways. There's a individual and collective hunger and desperation for the presence of Jesus. One of the things that I sense, once the way they train, best way I can put it, the way they train tellers to tell real money from fake money is by exposing them to the real. And whenever the presence of Jesus just swoops down, and it's not just no longer a place of visitation, but it's become a place of habitation. And it's the leadership, I as a pastor, my wife, my family, we've decided to make room for Jesus, and we've given him the priority. It's not enough to talk about him. It's not enough to talk about giving him lip service, but we're truly making room in our homes, in our private lives. And what we do there, when we come together, then it reflects on the church and the atmosphere that is created. But he must have preeminence in everything that we do. And I'm talking about just God coming in, salvations, miracles, signs. People just don't want to leave where our services are sometimes going on for 4 to 6 hours at a time, not because we're trying to prolong the services. People, even if we end the service, people still mull around. They're under the presence of God, the atmosphere. Wow. People walking in, even now, 3 to 5 miles out are coming under the influence of the presence of Jesus. This is reports. People are traveling in from Shreveport, which is about 2 hours away. They're traveling from Houston, which is about 4 to 4.5 hours away. They're traveling from Baton Rouge, which is 2.5 hours away. From Lafayette, we get people regularly coming about 1 to 1.5 hours away. So this is happening now. Amazing. This is not for several years. It's just incredible what's taking place.
That is absolutely amazing. And I just know, how did all of this begin? Because I know that I've ministered there several times over the past year, and just an amazing presence of the Holy Spirit. How did that develop?
It really began in my house. As a pastor, God moves through delegated authority, and it began in my home. We made a place for Him in my house, in my family. We dedicated there things that we have devoted and dedicated to Him, and so there is an atmosphere of glory, and there are certain parts of my home where the presence of God is so very strong, and that personal cultivation then came into the church, and people began to see the vision. They began to get it. There's a process to it, even for the rest of the church to begin to see. Now there are people out there who render lip service to revival, to the presence of God, but they don't want to rearrange their lives. They don't want to quote unquote inconvenience themselves. We cannot afford not to have the presence of Jesus. We cannot afford not to make room for the presence of God, because when His presence comes in, there is an acceleration of time. Miracles begin to happen. People begin to walk into their destiny. Things really begin to happen at an amazing, fast rate. So it's really that old proverbial battle between what our flesh wants and what He wants. But when we do what He wants, and He fulfills the desires of our hearts, and this is what we're seeing. People are, like I said, people are traveling in because they know they're going to have an encounter with God. They know they're going to get a word from God. And that's just not me saying it as the pastor. This is what I'm hearing people who travel from far distances coming in. People traveling even from Puerto Rico. They're traveling in from different nations. They want to come and they want to get in the atmosphere of the presence of Jesus. What an honor, Pastor Dale, that God would see fit to manifest Himself in that church. So we just feel extremely humble. But I believe that Jesus comes into places where He's celebrated, not merely where He's tolerated. So we celebrate His presence, and one moment, the presence of Jesus, one moment in the presence of God can accomplish far more than 10, 20 years of counseling, than all these methods. Because when the presence of Jesus comes, time is it just literally taken out. We enter a place of Kairos times, and we see transformed lives. People who are bound, they get set free. All these things begin to happen, even without us even having to lay hands. People walking into the foyer, they already fall into the presence of God. So, these are the kind of things that I'm beginning to see. As the pastor, I definitely don't want to say something or call something that may not be, but there is enough evidence in what people are saying that I feel that this is very, very, very much what's taking place.
Well, I just sense today, David, that there are so many people hungry for God, but there are also so many churches across America that, as you would say, are not making room for Jesus, and they already have their services streamlined, outlined for exactly 60 minutes. There's no room for the working of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that you love the Holy Spirit. You love the Holy Ghost. I know that you're quite a phenomena, that you are a medical doctor. You're a surgeon. And yet you're such a Holy Ghost preacher. And I know that you even host Holy Ghost gatherings where pastors and hungry people come from across America, different parts of the world every year. And so I know that you are reaching out to God, and I know that there are some pastors or leaders today that they would love to see the move of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, in their churches, and not much is happening. And yet I know that the Lord is eager. He's eager to fill the sanctuary with His glory and His power. And I just believe that there's a revival that is starting across America. I know that in that little town, Forest Hill, Louisiana, it's a small place. It's like old little town of Bethlehem, that God is doing incredible works there. And services last for hours at a time, which is quite a phenomenon, but it's simply hungry Christians gathering at your church to hear from God. And I know that it's not only happening there, but it's wherever you go, because you are searching for God, you're reaching out for God, and maybe you could just minister to pastors and leaders that really would like to see revival, a move of God in their church. And so you can just talk to them a little bit, and then I just want you to pray for them, if you will.
Absolutely. Yes, I would say to the pastors, the leaders, that it's not whether we trust him. I believe God knows we trust him, but can he trust us with his move? Can he trust us with his presence? Meaning, are we willing not to commercialize, or willing not to manipulate the presence, but simply make room for it and facilitate his move? And when we do so, the more I find that I yield to him and I yield my desires and my dreams, his desires and his dreams are far greater than my own. And what ends up happening is that God begins to manifest in greater and greater ways, and other pastors and leaders are coming, and it's just taking epic proportions at this time. I believe that God always, like I said before, begins through delegated authority. If we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, if we desire him, if we seek him in the secret place, and then God's going to begin to do a work. The way he began in me was with me and myself in my life, in my wife, in my marriage, with my children. He began in my own personal finances. He began to point order. And because God is a God of order, people sometimes think about revival and they think about not having control and not there being no order. I beg to differ. Revival, the presence of Jesus, is the most orderly thing you've ever seen in your life. Because when God comes in, order to amazing levels takes place. People's lives fall into place. So for those who feel that revival and move of the Holy Ghost is this pandemonium, I totally disagree. When the wave of the Holy Spirit comes in, lives get set into order. The ministry, the staff of the churches, they either line up or get with God. Because what happens when the presence of Jesus comes, motives of the hearts get revealed. What we don't know about can and will hurt us. So God begins to point out and to bring to the surface the things that have been hidden in darkness. Well, I thank God for those things, because God begins to reveal. And it's not for judgment, it's his mercy. He reveals things so that we can repent and make the right choices and make the right decisions. I believe for pastors and leaders, if you would desire that, if the Bible says, call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. So if we ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it will be opened to you. We recently had a church from Minnesota, I believe. They came down, the senior pastor, his wife, and the entire staff and the leaders and all the intercessors came, about 33 people, I believe. And
wow,
they got so, I call it, wrecked by the Holy Spirit. And the reports, this happened about 4 weeks ago, and that church, the first day has never been the same again.
Oh,
souls are coming to the kingdom
that's
of
great.
God. People are getting healed. The church attendance is already by a third or more. The presence of God, I mean, they had prayer cloths in a closet that they had not used in years. They mm-hmm. went and found them, and the entire congregation, there's a passion for Jesus. This is the fruit that I'm seeing right now. This thing can be imparted. It's not just for us.
Right.
The presence of Jesus does not come to promote us, but
right.
to promote his kingdom,
right.
and to win souls, because revival, the presence of Jesus, has a purpose. It's not for us to have a bless me club. It's not about us being promoted. Now, a necessary side effect of his presence coming in is that we will be more in the limelight, but we cannot let the limelight take us away from the focus, which is Jesus.
Yeah.
So if we make it about him and not about us, if we
yeah.
make it about souls, the heart of God is souls.
That's right.
He came so that he could save and, and save the lost. That's what it's all about. It's not for us to build more and more buildings, although that will be the necessary side effect. It will be greater venues and greater, bigger buildings to host the presence and to host the multitudes that are coming. Revival is breaking out across our nation.
Yes.
I sense that there are revival focus or revival centers in major and smaller cities. They're breaking out. The presence of God is coming. The days of the Brownsville revivals, that was amazing. That was awesome. But now God is going to land literally in regions.
That's right.
There's, I see a series of small fires throughout America in different geographic locations, and those fires are going to coalesce, and this huge, huge fire is going to burn in this nation.
Yes.
We're going to get back to that idea and that place of one nation under God, indivisible. The greater the dark, the brighter the light is going to shine, and it's going to take Christians and believers and pastors and leadership who actually practice what they preach. We got to begin to practice what we preach.
Yeah.
We cannot, as pastors and leaders, take our people to a place where we've never been.
That's
we cannot preach theory. We must preach reality.
Yeah.
God has called us to begin to live in the presence. We cannot just talk about Him and not, I call it practicing the presence.
Yes.
And if you will invite Him, He will show up.
Hallelujah.
I guarantee you, He will show up. Call unto Me, and I will answer you.
Hallelujah.
I will show you. So that's Him coming down. Right now, there are pastors who are under the sound of My voice, leaders who have been crying out for a major move of God, but you did not have. I see a particular pastor and his wife, you're middle age, you're almost about to turn in, you're about to throw in the towel. Things have seemed to go south, but if you would just trust Jesus, there is a board meeting you're supposed to go to, and God says to you, you will give it all up. If you would put everything on the line and go for broke, and the power of God is going to come in, and the religious spirits are going to break. They've been over your region, over the church for almost 50 years. But God says, all that will be broken, because it's not by mind nor by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord.
Yeah.
I sense and I decree ministries on fire, carriers of the fire of God, carriers of the presence of God. We're not going to be in church only, but they're going to be in the marketplace. I believe that there's spontaneous revival meetings in street corners, in the major cities, in malls, in parking places.
Yes.
The presence of God is going to begin to break out, and in places where they have not received them, because they did not have room for Him. Just like in the Bible with baby Jesus, there was no room for Him at the inn. There was no room for Him at the proper places. There are stables. I call them stables. Places, but they're not seem fit or proper. Jesus is going to show up because they're going to make room for Him. And that's where He's going to manifest, and that's where He's going to show His glory. And I see major places that have been active, but that have not hosted the presence. They're going to begin to close down, because once people taste the real, they're going to know the fake. They're going to know. They're not going to be satisfied. They're not going to be calm. You cannot give a spiritual baby a pacifier of religion. It's not going to do. You got to give them the milk of the word. You got to show them the warmth of the presence of Jesus. That is the only thing that will cause spiritual developmental development and proper spiritual health and growth.
Right.
I sense that pastors are being changed and are being transformed. I sense a major shifting in the atmosphere that is taking place even right now as I'm speaking. The glory of God is coming down across this nation. Major men, there has been a call to go back to the heart of God.
Yeah.
One of the ministers under the sound of My voice, you have, the Holy Spirit has been calling you to that place of intimacy now for months. You need to obey. You need to be sensitive and do what He's called you to do. There are certain things. This may sound crazy to most of you listening to me, but this particular ministry you've been into, that golf thing, and God says if you will take some of that time and dedicate it to Him, you're gonna have the greatest score you've ever had in your life. God says if you will dedicate some of that time to Me, you will see how I'm going to change your marriage, your family.
Yes.
I'm going to change your ministry. And the glory of God is going to flip on that congregation. And the addition that you thought about building is not big enough. It's going to be twice or three times as big if you will commit your way to Me, says the Holy Lord. Lord, right now I pray. I pray that the presence of Jesus will invade this airway.
Yes.
It will come into the hotel room. It will come into the sanctuary.
Yes.
It will come into the homes.
Yes.
Angelic visitations right now. the glory of God, the yes. fire of God. Lord, I pray for passion for your presence. Lord, we cry out for souls.
Yes.
We cry out for souls.
Yes,
Lord,
we
don't want to have bless me clubs. We don't have want to have bless me clubs that is the attention is on us. But Jesus, you died for souls,
yes.
Lord, and your generations, who shall count it?
Hallelujah.
Father God, that we will be passionate about the things that make you passionate, Lord,
yes.
that it's not about us. Lord, like the Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that liveth, but Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
I declare
Amen.
And I decree today that we are willing to be crucified with Christ, that we're willing to take up our crosses and follow you. Father God, I pray, Father God, that the glory of God will begin to attract the heathen
yes.
from the crack house to the
yes.
White House. In the name of Jesus, I claim hundreds and thousands of souls.
Yes.
I declare and I decree a God-friendly atmosphere in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I pray right now that the chains and the bondage of religious spirits are broken in Jesus' name. Those things that have kept the children from coming in and participating at the banqueting table of Jesus. I declare that those barriers are broken.
Yes.
Those false barriers are broken
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because Jesus died. And when he died, he made access to the Holy of Holies. I declare and I decree that the veil has been torn, Father God, and that multitudes are coming. You
Thank
did not
God.
Die for a few. You didn't die for a few select. You didn't die for religious. You died
right.
for them all, God. And so
yes.
now we declare, Lord, open doors. Open access into the presence of Jesus, that we can no longer, that we'll be no longer manipulators or those who would put in a fee for entering in. Jesus, you paid the price in full with your blood. You gave your life in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I declare and I decree no more bonded, no more false chains and barriers, but that Jesus, your love is being manifested.
Thank you,
Lord, I pray that the heart of Jesus will be implanted. Lord God, I pray for heart transplants right now into the hearts of your
yes,
ministers
Lord.
And leaders today
yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. I declare the fire of God, the power, the glory of God coming down like never before. I declare for signs, wonders. I declare dreams and visions, Father God, like never before, that you're going to begin to reveal yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray above all your embrace, Lord God, in a radical love encounter with you. Lord, renew our passion, Lord. Renew our passion,
yes.
Lord, for you, Jesus. I just declare and I decree we will fall in love with you all over again, Father God. Lord, that we will love you like we've never loved you before,
yes.
Lord God. Open our eyes,
yes.
open our hearts, Lord God, and
yes.
we will not just be hearers, but doers
yes.
of the word of God. I declare and I decree, Father God, Lord God, that this is the new day. There's another,
yes.
There's a lady minister. The Lord has been speaking to you. Don't wait for your situation to be perfect. But begin to obey me right now. Your name is Deborah. Your name is not Deborah for by accident. You are a Deborah. God has called you. God has called you. But all these things, personal in your personal life, with your children, everything seemed to be going south. But God says, if you will stand, if you will trust me, watch how I will bring down the walls. I will pull down the walls of impossibility. I'm going to make a way for you. Father God, I set myself against the spirit of addiction that is trying to attack the ministers. Those who are into opiate abuse. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that those chains are falling.
Yes.
Those pastors, ministers, and leaders who are addicted to pornography, I break a stronghold
yes.
over your life in the name
yes.
of Jesus. I declare and I decree, Father God, that as ministers, we will not sleep with Potiphar's wife, Father God, because we have an appointment in the kingdom. We have an appointment, Lord God, with Pharaoh, Lord God, to be used by you mightily,
yes,
Father God,
Lord.
That we will not be entangled with the cares of this world. Lord, we renounce ministerial success because we'd rather have you, Jesus. I'd
yes.
rather have you, Lord, than
yes,
ministerial
Lord.
Success. I'd rather have you than to have a title, Jesus.
Yes.
I'd rather have you than have the recognition of men. Father God, I pray for a radical love encounter with you, for the fire, the passion of God to be reignited again like never before. In Jesus' beautiful, mighty, and holy name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I set myself in agreement with that prayer.
Mm.
And I believe, I believe David Remedios that the best days of our nation are ahead because we are going to experience the glory of God. And I am so thankful that you, even though you're a medical doctor, you're a revival carrier, and it's your passion for God that is so noticeable. And I am so delighted to be in relationship with you. And thank you for being on and praying with us today. I'm going to have you back. We're going to pray some more, but I'm so thankful that that you're in my life and that you are a key player in future revival, in revival, present and future revival in America. If people wanted to get in touch with you or know about your ministry or about your church, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, the website is Trinity Christian Center, TCC.com. And also the number for the, we're on Facebook as well, TCC, Trinity Christian Center in Forestville, Louisiana. And also the phone number for the church is 318-748-6621, 318-748-6621. So any one of those ways, you can find us on the web, you can find a website, and just let us know. We'll be very honored. And anyone who's under the sound of my voice that feels they need to come, well, come on. And we just have an environment where you can have an encounter with Jesus. That's the most important thing. We love you guys. Thank you, Brother Dale, for the honor and privilege of being in your program, sir.
And thank you for being here today. I love you. And
I love you, sir.
And you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. David Remedios. Wow. What an incredible prayer time. What an incredible interview. Thank you so very, very much. Wow. I just know that God desires to send revival to America, another spiritual awakening. You know, he spoke to me years ago to begin to call churches to pray, cities to pray, people to pray. And he's never said to me, Dale, it's no use. It's no use. You better quit praying. No, he just keeps urging me, speaking to me several months ago to pray 24 hours a day on internet radio using the experience I had years ago before I went in full-time ministry as a radio announcer, as a disc jockey, as a DJ, as an interviewer. And brought me back to this place here in my studio. And he keeps encouraging me that there is still hope for America. There is a way when we pray. And so I know that God, I believe, is speaking to people to pray. And I know that Dr. David Remedios, 24 years ago when I first met him, I just saw as a surgeon where he just had this incredible prayer life, seeking God. Wasn't even a preacher, but he was seeking after God, running after God, hungering after God. Blessed are they. Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Is anybody hungry today? Is anybody thirsty? The Bible says that Jesus, on that great day of the feast, said, I have an announcement to make. And he just cried out, is anybody thirsty? If anybody is thirsty, let him come and drink. Out of his belly, out of his innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. Oh God, today, create in us a hunger. Create in us a thirst for you. It's not just a matter of praying to pray, but it's a matter of praying to know God and praying to know what he wants us to do. So the two major reasons I pray to know him. Oh, that I may know him, that I may make room for him in my life, in my day, in my time, on my calendar. I must make room for him because he longs for me to come into a room, come into a place and shut the door and sit down and be quiet and talk to him and let him talk to us. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost desires to do that. Desires to do that in our life. Could we just spend a little bit of time here responding to the call to pray? My whole life changed. 1966, when God said to me, son, would you give me the first hour of your day? I know there's some people that pray a lot more than an hour a day. Some people don't pray as much. But do you? The Bible said in Mark chapter 1 that Jesus had a certain time and a certain place to pray. Have you set aside a certain time and a certain place to pray, to meet with him, to talk to him and allow him to visit with you, to let him have the opportunity to speak into your life? His voice is sweet. So he's knocking at the door. If any man opens the door, he'll come in and spend time. So I just pray, Lord, that people all across America today will respond to the call to pray, because you're coming for a pure bride. And so I just pray right now that the Holy Spirit would enter your life and would have the opportunity to speak to you at this very moment. Let's spend some time just talking to the Holy Spirit, responding to the call to pray, asking God to reveal himself to you in a more and better way, stronger way, more beautiful way. And he will, as we spend time with him. So let's spend some time with him right now. I just set myself in agreement. I set myself in agreement today with people that are praying here on BPN Radio, responding to the call to pray all over this nation and all over this land. And Father God, we pray today for cities and churches all across America, all across this land, that are praying with us today as we respond to the call to pray. And I pray, Lord, that you'll raise up prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in this nation that will lead a prayer group, that will have a prayer center. Lord, we need you now. We need you now. We need, Father God, we need your help. And we ask, Lord, for 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer leaders. And I'm asking God for 1,000,000 people to pray with me across America for another revival. We must have revival, because the terror that we're experiencing in nations of the world, including the attack on the children of Pakistan, over 125 children killed in that school. We pray for those parents. We pray for the families of those that were, have been critically injured, and those kids. It's an unthinkable thing, and yet we have powers of darkness out there that desire to destroy everything that's good in every nation, particularly children. And so we just pray, Father God, for revival in Pakistan. We pray for that region, and we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Wow, it's been a wonderful day. I thank you so much for praying with me. If you want to donate to this ministry, I'd just like to help you, Dale. I know that you're reaching out, doing what God has called you to do. And we want to sow into your life and ministry. We want to sow into Breakout Prayer Network. Then you could do that. Just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and click the donate button. You can use PayPal. You can use your credit card. And give you information if you want to send a check, give you the address, everything you need to sow a seed into this ministry and to help us pray, because we must pray. And this program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne. He's been a tremendous blessing from Womwell, England, and we appreciate Michael and all of the efforts and energy he's taken to help us launch and pioneer this radio broadcast. Well, I'm so thankful that you've joined us today, and we'll be back at this same time tomorrow again for another Breakout Prayer Network.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.